Walking After Midnight was just one of the many hits country legend Patsy Cline released during her short life. She tragically died in a plane accident at age 30 in 1963. Patsy Cline was also one of the first women headliners in country music as she toured the U.S. Georgia-based singer and actor Katie Deal has dedicated much of her career to portraying Patsy Cline. She performs her original show Today, Tomorrow, and Forever, a tribute to Patsy Cline at the Roswell Cultural Arts Center tomorrow. Gabby Watts spoke with her about the legendary country singer and how Katie became so involved with the music.
I did two national tours of A Closer Walk with Patsy Cline, and I have portrayed Patsy and always Patsy Cline all across the country. And then one day I got a call from an agency, a booking agency out of New York City, and they said, hey, we want to book your show. And I said, well, I've only been an actress. I've only been hired by theater companies to portray her, so I don't have anything. And they said, well, could you write a concert version of some Patsy Cline stuff? So I talked to my husband, and we got together, and we decided, yes, we could do this, but we wanted to do it. I wanted to do it in a way that was truly a tribute, not an impersonation. I wanted to make it very clear that that's what I was doing, because those other shows, they're there for a reason. The theatrical productions are there for a reason, to tell her story. And if I'm just going to be singing her music and telling my story, then I want it to be me telling my story about how she's affected me, and hopefully engage the audience to also have those nostalgic moments. So really, that's what my show is about. It's about how she changed my life, and we pack it with 30 hit songs. Well, mostly hits, because most of her songs were hits, but a lot of obscure songs that people may not have heard before. And we have a live band, and we're really looking forward to doing the show at Roswell.
So when you're performing your songs, do you try to imitate her voice, or are you trying to imitate her spirit or something? How do you actually adapt her voice and her songs?
Well, it depends on what I'm doing. For this, I am not trying to imitate her. Of course, some of the songs, just I can't sing them without sounding like her in some way. Just they come out that way. And why mess with a good thing? You know, mm-hmm. She was number one. She was amazing. So I do try to bring an essence of her to it. Some of it is just innate in me, because I've sung these songs to her so many times with her, and you know, on the records, and I studied her when I was portraying her in the shows. But for this, it's a concert. I call it a concert with theatrical elements, but it really is a nostalgic view of, and a tribute in every sense of the word. I feel like that word's gotten sort of bastardized throughout the years to assume that you're an impersonator, and that's definitely not what I'm doing. It's really just a concert with the storytelling. So in Act Two, though, part of my story is that I became an understudy for A Closer Walk with Patsy Cline. And so in Act Two, I actually go on as the understudy. And so you get the full costume. And then I talk about the tours and everything. So people that are looking for the Patsy Cline lookalike, that you'll get that in Act Two.
Which version of her style do you...
I do the cowgirl, okay. Just because that's the first image that people associate with. Also, because of Walking After Midnight, that was her first look before she became a little more glamorous and kind of started owning who she was as a woman.
Yeah, because I think her style is, you know, super important to look at. And I saw this one clip where she's on a television program. You know, there's two hosts and someone else. And then she pops on and she's wearing slacks.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, Patsy, where did you get those slacks? Because it was very unusual at that time for women to wear slacks. But then she wanted to have this more, you know, glamorous look, even though people were like, don't do the glamorous look. You know,
well, she was very fashion forward. For her to be so tough and rough and tumble with the guys, and apparently she had a mouth like a sailor, I think that kept her career afloat with just her tenacity and take-charge attitude. Mixed with that, what makes her such an interesting character to me is that she was also pretty girly. She was very trendy. She always had her nails painted. She was always getting the, you know, high fashion and very into new hairstyles. And at one point, I've actually seen a picture of her with a blonde wig on. She was in her 20s, you know, she was experimenting. And she was married for a time and then was remarried and had two kids. So she was still doing the normal life in addition to her rock and roll lifestyle. She was such an interesting person, I think. And she was also an influence for Loretta Lynn and taught Loretta Lynn how to put on makeup and how to not be so farm girl. I mean, I can always sort of associate Patsy Cline with sort of Marilyn Monroe attitude of, I'm going to make something of myself and here's what I'm going to do. And she did that. And then tragically, she died because I think her story would have continued to be fascinating. That's the challenge of trying to sing her music, is that there's no way. I don't care how good you are and how much you emulate her. No one will ever be Patsy Cline because there was something about her that was untouchable.
And it must be interesting for you having such a big role model, someone you never met and someone who died before you were born.
Yeah, yeah. Well, vocally, mm-hmm. her music is one of the best to sing because every time I listen to her, I find something new. Things that I thought I knew, songs I've listened to a billion times, I still hear something different. Maybe it's an inflection that she does differently that I thought I understood, or an emotion that I connect with now in my late 30s, I'm connecting with that I didn't connect with when I was in my late 20s, that I understand a little more. So I think one of the most important things about her for an actor is the way that she can tell a story through a song. And emote through a song, and you can feel something. And that's challenging for me. So as an actor, that's fun. As a singer, vocally, her phrasing is unique and her range is amazing. And so it keeps me on my toes and keeps me working. So that's fun. And also just her story and her strength, again, is so influential to me. And so, yeah, she's always been a huge part of my life and will always be a huge part of my life, and somebody that I definitely look up to and admire for her tenacity.
I think it's also a big tribute to her legacy is that you can have a career in being Patsy Cline or like
right.
using or
yeah.
being inspired
yeah.
by her story. And that's
Absolutely.
Kind of been your career for the past.
Well, it's usually my foot in the door with theaters. Yeah. And I do love being able to portray her as well in the theatrical productions, but you don't get to insert your own, the influence that she's had on you in those shows. I mean, you get to do them, but you're playing a character. And I try to do that as realistically as possible. And I really do have an appreciation of her. One of the best compliments I ever got when I was on tour was some of her cousins came to one of my shows.
Oh,
wow.
We were
working in Tennessee somewhere. And a couple of her cousins said, yeah, we're her first cousins. And how did you get her walk down? And I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, you walk just like her. I said, what? I don't know. I guess I just channeled it. I don't know. It's great. But there's no way I could have known how she walked. I've never seen a video of her walking.
That's so
but,
weird.
But they noticed it. Yeah. So, you know, I always feel like she's there a little bit with me, when in spirit at least. And definitely I try to channel her, but who knows, you know, people still love her and they still come and support her music. And so my goal with the show is for people to go back and listen to some of those records, go buy some of those albums and keep that music alive. Teach your kids about this music because it's good stuff. And like I said, as an actor, as a singer, there's so much you can, as a woman, there's so much you can learn from her and her story.
Well, Katie Deal, thank you so much for coming in and talking about Patsy Cline.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I